Boy, good morning. It's Friday. We have a special guest today.
Hello.
Look who it is, Emily Taylor. Great to have you. Here's what we're working on this morning. A vital drop in the Center for the Homeless Community in Hamilton is now up for sale.
The Around the Bay Road Race returns to Hamilton this weekend with some big changes.
And we are diving into the world of Palm Royale, a new Apple TV Plus series with a pretty star-studded cast. Hello, friend.
Hello.
Has been a while.
It's been a minute. I think it's, we were just talking. I think it was Christmas last time I was on the desk.
And because of the hours that we work and the hours that you work, because a lot of you're doing the 11 o'clock some nights,
11
right?
11 p.m. trending now, 6 p.m. news.
So we don't even get to see our Emily Taylor anymore. So it's great to see you. In for Annette today, who gets a little bit of a sleep in. Hello, Brian.
Good morning.
Wow. Okay.
It's Friday. Let's be positive off the top and say, yay, it's Friday.
And that's about where the positivity ends.
That's about it, yeah. Because not only is it cold this morning, temperature -8, wind chill -11. That's a really cold start for this time of year. Never mind being spring. But we have a snowfall warning that has just been issued. A snowfall warning for Hamilton, Halton, Toronto, a lot of southern Ontario, not for Niagara, but we could get about 15 centimeters of snow by the time this system goes by us. It's going to start a little later on this morning, so it doesn't look like there will be a problem for the morning commute. It's going to be the afternoon commute when the snow will be heavy, and it could be heavy throughout the midday into the afternoon, even into the early overnight hours. So it's not going to taper off until late into the overnight hours into the morning tomorrow. So we're looking at 5 centimeters possibly today, another 10 centimeters overnight tonight. So this is going to be a significant snowfall. Not what you want this time of the year into spring, but it can always happen. Even as you get into the middle of April, you can get, you know, snowstorms. But the good news is at least it will melt, because we'll get plus side temperatures as we get further into the weekend. So we'll talk about that coming up. All right, looking at traffic this morning, there's nothing to talk about. No collisions, no volume. 403 Waterdown Road. That's our exclusive camera. That's doing all right at the moment. To our other MTO traffic cameras, just give you a few. Nikola Tesla Boulevard looks good. Same with the top of the Skyway Bridge. Really, there's not a lot happening here. Burlington, Oakville, Mississauga, all doing okay. We'll keep you posted on the traffic watch, and we'll give you all the details on the forecast coming up right now, the news.
I know why we're getting this snow, because it's around the Bay time. It's that time of the year again where some nasty weather arrives, and runners, they're preparing for Hamilton's Around the Bay Road Race that's kicking off on Sunday with a different route and a longer distance. It's really nice because Simone Gavros has volunteered herself to run the entire 34 kilometers during the show today. Way to go, Simone.
I am.
Good for you.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, you're going to see me running the whole thing, the whole 34 kilometers. Yeah. Well, I'm here on York Boulevard, which is a part of the route. So on Sunday, you're going to see runners running along the street here, heading down towards Burlington Street. And it's going to be finishing at Tim Hortons Field, which is different this year. The race is going to be starting and finishing there at Tim Hortons Field instead of the First Ontario Center. Now, here's a look at this route for the big race. It's going to be 34 kilometers, as you mentioned, instead of the usual 30K, to allow racers to finish inside Tim Hortons Field. Now, racers will start at Cannon and Lotridge in the city's east end. They're going to make their way down the long stretch of Beach Boulevard, loop their way around North Shore Boulevard as they head back into the city for the big finish. But that means there'll be a number of road closures along the way to be mindful of, including along Cannon, Bay, and parts of the QEW. Now, traffic restrictions on the lift bridge will not affect the race, so participants will not have to worry about that. But more than 8,000 runners will be participating in the sold-out race for its 130th anniversary. The director of the race told CHCH News that this race has never been an easy one, and this addition of another 4 kilometers will add another level of difficulty to it. So people are going to be picking up their bibs today at Tim Hortons Field starting at 1 p.m. And then the big race is expected to kick off on Sunday at 9:30. But for now, Emily, I'll send things back to you.
Thanks, Simone. The future of the hub, a vital drop-in center for the homeless community in Hamilton, is unknown now that it's up for sale. The building is owned by Philpott Memorial Church. The lead pastor tells CHCH News that the building was put up for sale to help finance the cost of relocating the church at 84 York Boulevard to 160 King Street. There's no word yet on the status of the sale. The executive director says she hopes whoever buys it will use it to service the community, adding that there's both a housing and homelessness crisis in the city.
Where are people going to go? It's not going to go away. So we need to be able to provide those supports, those referrals, those connection pieces for people so that they're going to be able to survive out here for the next little while.
The hub provides various services throughout the day and can serve upwards of 200 people a night for their drop-in program.
At a major funding announcement yesterday, Premier Doug Ford slammed the door on building fourplexes in established neighborhoods. So he called it a massive mistake. Just days after St. Catharines City Council unanimously voted in favor of this policy, the premier says his government will not be building four-story or higher buildings in the same neighborhoods as traditional two-story single-family homes. Instead, he wants to focus on building single-family homes and townhomes, which he was criticized for. Ontario Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie saying he isn't serious about building homes. The premier made the comments while announcing nearly $2 billion in additional funding for municipalities to build the infrastructure needed to support new housing.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford is reuniting with an old friend in Hamilton this morning. In a release, the premier's office says Ford will meet with Mayor Andrea Horvath to provide an update on the progress Hamilton is making on housing targets. In recent weeks, Ford has been touring communities to highlight money the province is giving to municipalities through the Building Faster Fund. That money is given to communities who meet the province's threshold for housing starts. Hamilton hit its target last year and is expected to get around $12 million. However, the city said earlier this year that the money falls far short of the cost of budget pressures the province has downloaded to municipalities.
A resident was concerned about the safety regarding a newly built million-dollar bridge that connects Waynefleet to West Lincoln. So the Pearson Bridge, it connects the two towns, but the resident noticed some bolts were loose and others were just completely missing. According to West Lincoln website, it's a joint project with the town of Waynefleet. The bridge reconstruction was completed in January, but says it's still under maintenance for another year. The town of Lincoln told us here at CHCH they did reach out to their contractor when they got word, and workers were sent to inspect the bridge and tighten these bolts. They also add that there are no other safety issues. Regular inspections and maintenance will continue over the next year.
A fire broke out at a popular Oakville Thai restaurant yesterday. According to reports, there was heavy smoke when emergency services arrived at Spoon and Fork restaurant on Trafalgar Road. The restaurant and the surrounding businesses were evacuated. Halton police did confirm that officers attended to the restaurant to assist with traffic, while Oakville Fire tended to the situation. There were no reports of injuries. The city of Brantford is offering a new skills fair focused on passing down skills from older adults to youth. Workshops like hand sewing, minor household repairs, and how to write a check will be hosted by adults over the age of 55 to an audience under the age of 30. It's part of the city's Bridging the Gap program that encourages lifelong learning between youth and older adults in the community. Attendees are welcome to drop into the community living Brant on Elgin Street, March 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
We slide into Sportsline. Let's start on the ice in Edmonton as the Buffalo Sabres, they were hoping to get closer to that final wild card spot, and things actually looked good heading to the third as they were all tied up at three. But then
Stetcher, Darnell Nurse, Jimmy shoots.
Yeah, Hamilton's Darnell Nurse started the scoring party for the Oilers, slipping the winner past Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, which would turn out to be the winning goal, but only the start of Edmonton scoring five unanswered goals in the third, and Connor McDavid was a big part of it. He had four assists to lead the charge. Zach Hyman, he scored two more. He now has 48 goals in the year. The former Leaf now has a chance to score 50 in Toronto when the Oilers come to town tomorrow night for Hockey Night.
Puck comes free, Bryant spins one, gets it to Robrick. Robrick in with Patrikar, 2-on-1. Loading it up, score!
Listen, it's not been a good season for the Niagara Ice Dogs, but one positive has been the play of rookie Ryan Robrick, who in the Dogs' penultimate game opened the scoring for his 28th goal of the year and 49th point, which sets a rookie scoring record. It came, though, in another loss as Mississauga scored late to beat Niagara. It ended up being 3-1. They wrap up the season tomorrow as they host Sudbury at the Meridian Center. Well, there is no stopping Canada's Rachel Hallman in her rink at the World Curling Championships in Sydney, Nova Scotia. She would score 5 on her final rock here against New Zealand last night and continued the round robin with a perfect 10-0 record. This followed a 9-4 win over Estonia earlier in the day. The Ottawa-based rink has not lost a game this year, 26 straight games. Has two final matches today against Scotland and Korea. The top two teams then head to the semifinals as Hallman is looking to win her second ever world title.
At the plate. Do it! Get up. Wow!
Yeah, wow's right. What a grab by Blue Jays' David Schneider in left field last night as the Jays continue to play out the string of spring training. Diving grab robbed the Pirates of extra bases and helped the Jays keep their lead over Pittsburgh in this one. They got that lead using the long ball off the bat. The new guy, Justin Turner, he had a two-run shot, his second of the spring. Kevin Kiermaier would hit his fourth this spring. Jays hang on for the 3-2 win. 5 games left before things start for reals on Thursday in Tampa. And let's finish with Hamilton's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who did not play last night for his OKC Thunder because they didn't play, as they are just down the road right now in Toronto for their only appearance of the season tonight. The Western Leading Thunder arrived with SGA, one of the betting favorites, to win his first MVP award, sitting second in scoring at 31 points a game and has reached the 30-point mark 50 times this season. It'll be a fun night for the return of the hometown boy, who takes on a shorthanded Raptors squad who have lost 8 straight games.
Well, it might be a fun night for that game, but it's not going to be a fun night getting to that game tonight because of the snow that we're looking. Yeah, I'm talking about snow, and it's spring. We'll talk about the forecast in a sec. First of all, looking at traffic, nothing to talk about really so far today. Looks good. 403 Waterdown Road still moving quite nicely through there. Nothing to see on our cameras. To our MTO traffic cameras, we'll start east of Brant Street, so that's doing fine. Well, let's go back into St. Catharines. Not a thing at QEW Martindale all the way through Nikola Tesla Boulevard. We'll show you the Brant Street camera coming towards us. So Toronto bound lanes on this camera coming towards us. We'll flip ahead to east of Royal Windsor. Same there. Same here at Cawthra. Not a lot happening. All right, let's get into our forecast. At least we do have some good news here this morning. The temperature has come up a degree. That helps a little bit, but only a little bit because the temperature is -7. The winds, are shifting around a little bit, northeast at 6, and that makes it feel like -10 at the moment. And we have already got some light snow happening right now. So for school today, we're looking at snow today. 5 centimeters of snow for today, but we'll get more overnight tonight, and the temperature is only going to climb to -2. So that is well below seasonal. We had that ridge of high pressure. We did have some clearing throughout the overnight hours, but look at the low pressure system coming. Now, we're going to be on the north side of that low pressure system as it slides its way to the south of us. So that means we're going to be in the cold section of air. The precipitation is going to be snow for us. So we could get 5 centimeters today, another 5 to 10 centimeters overnight tonight, and then we'll get back into some sunshine tomorrow, and temperatures, thankfully, will be a little bit better, so we're going to get some melting going on. Today, temperatures anywhere from -1 to -2, generally. Cloudy skies, snow, a bit of blowing snow as well, but it's going to intensify as the late morning, early afternoon goes on. So there's that 5 centimeters. 5 to 10 centimeters overnight. Temperatures don't fall too far, so it's going to be a little bit milder tonight, -2 to -4 degrees. Colder, of course, for Kitchener and Guelph. And then tomorrow, we'll get back into sunshine. Temperature will climb to the plus side. We'll get some melting happening. 3 and 4 degrees for the horseshoe for the day tomorrow with that fair bit of sunshine. So as you step out the door this morning, it's cold. -7, wind chill -10, and we do already have some light snow. Long range coming up. Emily, Tim.
I feel bad.
Okay. I'm getting the glare.
Don't. Give the listen. And give the glare to me. It's my fault. Yeah. It's my fault. I put the kids' snowsuits away earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's totally your fault.
Why did you jinx this for us?
I didn't change my tires, but I did put the kids' snow suits away. So do I have to go in there and dig them out tomorrow? So
yes.
Like it's, oh my
You're going to want to play in it. I know better. It's not Brian's fault. I've done this job before for many years, so I get it. But like late winter snowstorms suck.
Yeah,
they suck.
But you said melting. So do we have to shovel tomorrow, or can we just watch it?
If it's 15, if you're like me and you have to take your kid to soccer in Milton, yeah, you got to shovel.
You're right.
I will not be shoveling. I plan to be snowed in Saturday.
There you go.
Good for you. Never have children, Emily.
Exactly.
Emily Squared is back.
Yeah.
Okay,
coming up, we're going to dive into Palm Royale. I don't know if you guys have heard of this series or if you've seen anything about it, but it looks so good. It almost has like a little bit of an like Inventing Anna feel to it, which I really like.
Okay.
And we're also going to be talking about what's going on in Tennessee. A new bill has just been passed regarding AI. So that's a really interesting thing to protect performers and artists.
We'll see you at the coach in a little bit. With your snow boots on. All right, coming up after the break. After the break, business news. We love you too, Brian. Mm-hmm. A major social media company made out big during their initial public offering while Canada is looking to make key changes in the cannabis industry. We'll see you in two. Okay, here we go with some numbers for you on this Friday. Canadian dollar up 23 basis points this morning. It's sitting at 73.68 cents U.S. Gold down almost 16 bucks, 21.67.80. Crude oil is down 14 cents, 80.93 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe, happy Friday. Markets are up in London, down in Frankfurt and Paris.
Over in Asia, markets are up in Tokyo, but down in Hong Kong and Shanghai. And in North American markets, the TSX gained 42 points, the Dow rose 269, and the NASDAQ rose 32.
Well, good morning. So glad you're here with us on this Friday morning. Let's get into some business news. And the self-appointed front page of the internet jumped 55% in its Wall Street debut yesterday. That's Reddit. Their long-awaited entry as a publicly traded company has been in the works for more than 2 years, and investors, they pushed the value of the service close to $9 billion just seconds after it started trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The internet and the interest around the website, it stems from a large audience that religiously uses it to discuss subjects ranging from silly memes to existential worries and to get recommendations from like-minded people.
A group put together by the federal government to study Canada's cannabis legislation is recommending that pot users be charged more or less in taxes based on how potent their product is. Now, the report says charging taxes based on THC levels instead of a flat rate would help shift consumers away from high THC products while being fairer to producers. The report also reaffirms some of the country's existing pot policies, like the 10 milligram per package limit for THC edibles. The findings come as legal cannabis sector faces sobering realities that the market isn't as big or as easy to navigate as once thought.
Bank of Canada confirmed yesterday that it will cut rates this year, but officials can't agree on when that will happen. The information comes from a summary of deliberations that the bank's governing council held in the lead up to the March 6th rate announcement. So that announcement kept the bank rate unchanged at 5%. Bank of Canada governor says they don't want to move too quickly to cut the rates, just if it means raising them once again. All right, that's a look at business news. There's lots to talk about this morning into the weekend. And Brian is front and center when it comes to that. Not only the cold, we got snow. We'll have it after this.
Good morning. Coming up on 624 on this Friday, 22nd of March. No problems right now, not only weather-wise, but traffic-wise at all. QEW in Glendale and St. Catharines is fine. Same with the top of the Skyway. Nothing there. Bronte Road, Toronto bound towards us here. Same at Sheraton as you go through Mississauga. We'll dip into the 403 right around this 407 split, and that's doing fine. So no problems with the roads this morning. It's going to be later on this afternoon. Temperature at the moment, temperatures come up again. We're now sitting at minus 6 with a wind chill of minus 10, minus 7 Mississauga, minus 4 Grimsby and Toronto. So that's well below seasonal for an overnight low. Minus 3 is an overnight low for this time of year. And plus 6 now for a daytime high. Keep in mind, we're only going to hit minus 2 for the day today. Those are our SunTimes records for today. And yeah, we are looking at snow today, unfortunately. -6 for the first bell and fairly cloudy for school today. -2 later on as that snow intensifies this afternoon, and it will intensify. Snowfall warning in effect right now for Hamilton, for Halton, Peel, Toronto, other areas to the east, not for Niagara. So -2 today, we'll get 5 centimeters of snow today. Another 5 to 10 overnight tonight, temperature -3. Tomorrow will be on the plus side, so there'll be some melting. We'll have the sunshine back and +3. Sunday for the Around the Bay Road Race, it's going to be a sunny day, so a nice day, and even on the plus side, temperature-wise, +1. Then we climb all the way to 8. There goes the snow. Sunny and 8 degrees on Monday, and we stay mild, but rain, it looks like, settles in with showers, and then 5 degrees for Wednesday and Thursday. That's your forecast, Emily.
All right, thanks, Bri. Just before we wrap up this half hour, there's been a major milestone in medicine. The first successful transplant of a genetically modified pig kidney into a living human.
The procedure went well. Upon restoration of blood flow into the kidney pinked up immediately and started to make urine. When we saw the first urine output, everyone in the operating room burst in applause. It was truly the most beautiful kidney I have ever seen. Thank you.
The history-making procedure happened last Saturday at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. The four-hour operation involved a 62-year-old man with end-stage kidney failure. The pig kidney had been genetically modified 69 times to reduce the risk of rejection and remove genes and viruses that could be harmful to humans. Doctors say the new kidney seems to be functioning normally, and they expect the patient to be discharged soon. It's another first for Mass General, which also performed the first successful human kidney organ transplant back in 1954.
Anybody that says that is hogwash is not listening to that story. And to yes, thank you,
Bri. You were just waiting to make that pun.
Welcome back, Emily.
More puns at 6 in the morning. It's great.
We got some things to talk about on this Friday. Yeah, snow is a coming a little bit later today. Mm-hmm. Fun.